Here, let's see, very interesting halachas. We are in the middle of Simon Mem Aleph, halacha Hey, the laws of Betziah Sapas, or Berchas Samoitzi. So halacha says, Koidim Sheivarach Yitain Sheyodav Alapas. Before you make the bracha, you should put both hands on bread. So now we're dealing here. During the week. This is Lav Dafka on Shabbos. The same halacha we apply is during the week. Before you make the bracha, you should put both hands on the bread. Sheyesh, why? Why should you put both of your hands on the piece of bread, or on the roll, or on the loaf? Ideally, remember, we learned last week, Lechatchila, it's a very nice thing if when a person recites the Birchas Hamoitzi, even during the week, you make a bracha on a sholem. That's an ideal thing to do. Many of us, we have a sandwich, or... but it's a hiddur if you can make the bracha on something which is complete, even during the week. Only on Shabbos do you have to have lechem mishneh. When you make the bracha, whatever you're making the bracha on, even if you make the bracha on a piece of bread, lechatchila, you should put both of your hands on the piece of bread. All 10 fingers should touch the bread. Over here in the Piskei Teshuvos, it says, he brings down source, so you should put 8 fingers, your fingers, the thumb should be underneath, and your fingers should be on top. That's the way you should hold with the piece of bread, not just with one hand, both hands. Why? Sheyesh b'hem eser etzpaos, because you have 10 fingers. Keneged eser mitzvos tatlius b'pas. There are 10 mitzvos the Torah gave us in reference to preparing bread. What are they? Number one, l'sachroish b'shor uvachamar. When you plow the land in preparation to prepare the earth, you're not allowed to plow with a shor nechamar. Then there's kilayim. When you plant grain or barley, you're not allowed to plant it together with one another or with grapes. Leket shikho pe, another 3. After the land produces grain, you have to leave over leket shikho pe. Lesachsam shor bidishai. When you thresh, you're not allowed to muzzle the animal. Then you have to give tshuma. Then you give ma'aser rishon. Then there's ma'aser sheni. Then there's challah. Grand total of 10 mitzvos. Beautiful halacha. There are 10 mitzvos that apply to preparing bread. Therefore, when you make the bracha ha'mayitzi lechem in aretz, to remember the 10 mitzvos, you put your 10 fingers on the piece of bread. Another example. There are 10 words in Birchas Hamotzi. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Hamotzi Lechem Min Haaretz. In fact, some people, when they count a minion, they use this bracha, Hamotzi Lechem Min Haaretz. The Eser Tevos, there are 10 words in the Pasuk that you say before Pasecha Tidecha, Ein Echol Elecha Yisaberu V'ata Nosein Lohem Es Ochlam V'ito. The Eser Tevos, the Pasuk, there are 10 words in the Pasuk, Eretz Chita Usoira. There are 10 words in the 7 minim. I don't know the pasuk by heart, but there are 10 words in the pasuk that the shiva san minim. There are 10 words in that pasuk. The eser tevos in pasuk of the yitin lecha holokim mital hashamayim or mishmane haaretz verov dagon visirosh. 10 words. So we have 4 psukim which refer to the shavach of Eretz Yisrael and bracha parnasa. There are 10 psukim, and therefore you should put your 10 fingers on the bread. Okay, next halacha. When you say Hashem's name, Yagbia Esalechem, pick up the piece of bread. Uve Shabbos, Yagbia Shneim, Yivrech B'Kavon on Shabbos. When you make a bracha on Shabbos, you pick up both pieces of bread. Shabbos, you have Lechem Mishnah, pick them both up. By the way, on Shabbos, which one do you cut? This is not part of the Sahal Chavim. Which one do you cut on Shabbos? Friday night, the bottom. Shabbos morning, inshallah, should is the top. Right, but you're supposed to cut, but you have 2 bread, you have 2 loaves of bread. So which one is Friday night, you cut the bottom one. Shabbos, you cut the top one. So whichever one you want to cut, you put the one that you're going to cut, you put it on top. But Shabbos day, v'shalosh shuris.
And when you put Friday night, though, you move it close to you, the bottom one.
The bottom you move close, correct. You move right. But the one you're going to cut is going to be the bottom one, so you move close, correct. So, but it's the bottom one. So you're supposed to put your hands, 10 fingers on the piece of bread, all 10 fingers, and when you say Hashem's name, you lift it up, and then you make the bracha, v'yivrech b'kavana, v'yidaktik l'chutzi, ha'itiv esachei shel ha'motzi, make sure you say the hey ha'motzi, v'yitin revach b'ktsas bein tevas lechem, l'tevas min, lechem min. Don't swallow the mem. Shalol havliyas hamem. Lacha bracha yochel miyot. After you make the bracha, you should eat immediately without delay. Ki also lahavsik ben abracha letchilas rechila. You now let me mavsik between the bracha and the dinner leading. So the person has to be very mak, but as soon as he makes the bracha, motzi lechem min haaretz. immediately you should eat as quickly as possible. If you have to cut a slice, so cut a slice. But eat the slice immediately. Some people like to cut slice for the entire family. Before you cut slice for the entire family, you should use the bracha, should be chal upon something. You yourself should take a very quickly, you cut one slice and cut off a little piece and eat it yourself. That way the bracha is chal upon something. Afilu, and you should not be mafsik. Ki also lafsik ben abracha lichas abachila afilu li'aniyas amin dinanins amin v'yesh l'echa kezayis v'lihefsik. A person should eat a kezayis a bear without any hefsik. Moshe is very makbar on this, and the article kitzah shochner brings down Moshe, Moshe, that a person should be makbar within 3 minutes. Within 3 minutes, achkdech ilus pras, you should eat a kezayis of bread. How much is a kezayis of bread? The amount of bread you can fit in a schnapps cup. Think of a little schnapps shot, one fluid ounce, a schnapps cup. So take that cup that holds a fluid ounce and stuff in bread. Obviously, it's not very much bread. That's the amount of bread a person should be makbiti within 3 minutes of the bracha schal upon something. Now, what happens if you're mafsik? So here he goes through in the pizza chuvas. If you're mafsik, then you have to, then it depends. If a person answers anything other than amen to another bracha on food, you have to, it's a bracha, it's a hefsik, you must make a bracha. In other words, you say, hamaytzi lechem in aretz, and then you're in shul, you're in the corner of the shul, and you hear them answering a kaddish, and you say, yeheshmei rabba mevarach la'olam ulmel maya. Guess what? You have to make a new hamaytzi lechem in aretz. Any response, any bracha, any response that you make to another bracha is automatic, or any type of tzila is a hefsik between the birchas hamotzi and the eating of the bread. A person to be very makbid, not to be mafsik. Bidyavid. If someone else says hamotzi lechem in aretz, you answer amen. So since that amen is the same type of amen as what you're doing, that is not called a hefsik. But any other type of hefsik, I'll read you what it says over here on the bottom. Im ono amen yehesh shmei rabba v'chulu oish omar dvarim shebi kedusha ki baruchu or kedusha tsarich lachzar ulevarach from the Mishnah Berurah. You have to make a new bracha, even though what you've said is a holy matter. I'm not talking idle chatter, but you're mafsik between the birchas hamotzi and the eating. You have to make a new bracha. Omnam im omar rak amen abirchas hamotzi. But let's say someone else at the table said Hamotzi Lechem in Aretz, and you said Amen in between your bracha and eating your bread. That is not called a hefsik. Oy al birchas atzmoy. Let's say you made a mistake and you said Hamotzi Lechem in Aretz Amen. You made a mistake and you said Amen to your own bracha, which you're not supposed to do. It's not so terrible. Some hold Yitzhak should do that, but we don't do it, so that's not so terrible. If you make an answer Amen, it appears to any Amen is not a problem. Only when you say things like Yeheshmei Rabba, words in addition to Amen, that is problematic. It will require you to make a new Birchas Hamotzi, would be considered to be a hefsek.
Okay. Why did you do that?
Don't answer.
Say Rabbo,
no, do not. Do not say Hamotzi Lechem in Haaretz, and now all of a sudden they're answering Dami Run Bilma Vimu Amen. Don't answer. Don't answer. Eat the bread. Eat the bread, even though you're not going to be, and you're not going to be able to answer Yeheshmei Rabba. Okay, and it says you have to eat a kezayis. Very makbid that a person, after he makes the bracha, a person should eat without speaking. Without speaking, a person should eat a kezayis. Don't just take a little teeny bit and then start talking right away. That's not proper. You have to swallow a complete kezayis before you're allowed to talk. A complete kezayis is not very much. Just the amount that you can fit into a schnapps cup. 1 ounce. Okay. Next halacha, halacha vav. Mitzvah l'chavi al ha'shulchan melach. Kodem sheyivtsa v'yitbol p'rus ha'moitzi. Before you you have to put on the table salt. Before you break bread, v'yitbol p'rus ha'moitzi b'melach, you're supposed to dip the bread in salt. Why? L'fisha shulchan doyme l'mezbeach. The shulchan is compared to a mezbeach. And v'achilo l'karbon. When you eat on the table, it's like eating a karbon. V'nemar is in the pasuk al kol karboncha takriv melach. On all of your karbonos, you must offer salt. L'fisha shulchan doyme l'mezbeach. He goes on to say, now tov l'zar shalo l'harig olav kina. You have to treat the table with derech eretz. The table is a mezbeach. Do not kill lice upon your table. He brings down here, don't let children walk on the table. It's not the proper thing. People in Shiva Katana very makbid, not to let children stand on a table. Every single table is bigger than a mizbeach, and you have to have their cherets for the mizbeach. Yeah.
You have to put the But into the salt, you have to put.
You're supposed to dip. Al pi Kabbalah, the Mishnah Berurah, and the Mishnah Berurah says you're supposed to dip. You're supposed to dip the bread in the salt three times. Not take the salt shaker and pour the salt on the bread. That's not correct. You're supposed to pour salt on a plate, on a tray, take the bread, and dip the bread in the salt three times. If you don't have salt, then you should dip the bread in a food that has salt. Some want to say that Bezman has said, since our bread, our challah has salt, there's no need to do so. That might be correct. So make our dig not required. However, it's still a minute, even if the thing that you have has salt, even if it has salt, it's still a nice minute to dip the bread in salt. This applies even during the week. It's not only for Shabbos. This is the whole week. People think that on Shabbos, people make things. Only on Shabbos is the Mayim Achronim. There's no such thing. There's Mayim Achronim the whole week. There's dipping in salt the whole week. There's a pas shalem, one loaf of bread that should be complete. L'chatchila is the whole week. All the laws that apply on Shabbos apply during the week. L'chatchila, you have to have salt on the table. You should dip the bread in the salt. You dip the bread in the salt. If you don't have salt, then the minhag is to dip bread in a food that has salt. That has salt because that's in the sense you're dipping it in salt. Or you dip bread in bread. In other words, take another piece of bread and take your piece of bread you won't need and dip your bread in another piece of bread. Why? Because lechem has the same osios as melech. Lechem, lamed ches mem. Lamed ches mem is the same letters, just in different order. Melach, mem, lamed ches. In reverse. Melach. So the minhag is, if you don't have salt, to dip bread in bread. That's another minhag.
If you compare it though to the Mizbeach,
they sprinkle on the carbonus. So it's just a zecher. It's not mamish. It's not exactly the same thing. It's just a zecher of that there should be, just like on a carbon. You have salt. You have to have salt on the table. Others want to say that the salt is it's a kabbalistic thing. It's for the sitra achra. In fact, the minhag of many gedolei Yisrael, the Chassam Sofer, did not dip Friday night his bread, his challah, in salt. It was his minhag. Many people do not. Some chassidim, they do not dip bread on Friday night. However, you should still have on the table salt.
Because you said you don't bring karbonis by night.
Right, because you don't. Right. You don't bring karbonis at night, so therefore there's no need to dip it in salt. But the salt should still be on the table. Somehow, pi kabbalah, the salt serves as a protection, a shmira from the kitrugim, from the sitra achra, whatever this means. This is a yoni kabbalah, that salt should always be on the table, even if you're not planning on dipping. Your doctor does not allow you to dip your bread in the salt. It's not good for you. But still, there is such an inyan. You should have on the table salt. The salt will serve as a shmira. Okay, let's go further. Never throw bread on the table. Never put bread in someone's hands. Why not? Because that's what you do by an ovel, you take bread and you put the bread in the hand of the mourner. The Sudas Havra. Sudas Havra, you're supposed to put the bread in the hand of the ovel. I don't know if we do this anyway, but the Mikra didn't. Therefore, it's not the proper thing to, by your guests, to take the bread and put it in their hands. Instead, you put the bread on the in front of them, and they take it. The Kitzur here says not to throw bread. There are cholkim. There are some that disagree that you should throw it a little bit. A little bit you throw, not a lot, because when they put the korbanos on the mizbeach, where did the kohen stand? He stood on the ramp, and he threw the meat of the korban onto the fire. So it was thrown from the ramp to the fire. So there was some degree of throwing, and some as a zecher want to say you should do that as well. It's a mitzvah to break on the pas chashuv yoiser. Now, what does that mean? So it means a person is going to have different pieces of bread. You're going to have in front of you a variety, and you're planning on eating more than one piece of bread. So which one should you recite the bracha on? The one that's chashuv. If you have a piece and you have a complete loaf or a roll, you should make the bracha on the sholem. You want to eat from both of them. They're both from the same min. In other words, they're both wheat. even though the pas shlema is kitana minachatich, you have a massively large piece from a big chalif that's given by a wedding. On the other hand, you have a small roll, but a shalem is always better than a chatucha, no matter how large it is. Even if the shalem is not as clean, it's whole wheat bread. Chazal, for whatever reason, are not big favors of whole wheat bread. Today, doctors are very big fans of whole wheat. It's a big, big thing. But in Chazal, you don't see that at all. Chazal were not in favor of whole wheat. They don't like whole wheat.
The bran.
Very fine
flour. But today, it's healthy. People, oh, whole wheat. Oh, you're a... So whole wheat is considered. So you have in front of you what appears to be. Okay, I have to be mindful this. If you have in front of you whole wheat, a loaf of whole wheat, and you have in front of you a pas nekiya, and you want to eat the whole wheat, so we have to take a step back. You can eat both. If you're going to eat from both, from the whole wheat and from the regular, which one should you make the bracha on? The regular. Even though you prefer the whole wheat. Since you're planning to eat from both of them, we still follow what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Even though you prefer the whole wheat, you have to make a bracha on the nekiya. Shlema is always first. Shlema always comes first. But let's say they're from different minim. Ela shashlema mimin gorua. The shlema is mimin gorua. Let's say it's from rye, oats, spelt. We don't even have these things today. By the way, today rye bread today is not rye bread. When you go into the bakery and you buy rye bread, it's wheat bread with a little bit of rye. So rye is wheat bread. Ela shashlema mimin gorua. The shlema is mimin gorua. Kigoyin shashlema he pas kusmin. It's spelt. Vachaticha he pas chitim. Afilu hi ketana mevarich al shel chitim. So here we have a rule. The rule is that when you have a different nitnam and gerua, and you're planning on eating both, then you make the bracha on the chitim. The chitim or the sa'arim has more chashivas than the kusmin. Vima shlema hi shel se'oidim. What happens if the shlema is barley? Af al pishi gerua mechitim. That's the exception. Wheat and barley. Barley is automatically equal to wheat, even though barley, by definition, is not as chashuv. Mikomachem kevan shegam seoira nizkira beferush bepasuk. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah spelt oats and rye. We know there are five minei dagan. Everyone knows for Pesach, for Matzah, five minei dagan: wheat, barley, spelt oats and rye. However, spelt oats and rye are not beferish. This is from Chazal. Chazal derive it that as a subcategory of wheat and barley. The only two which are explicit in the Torah are wheat and barley. Therefore, it depends on what you like better if that's the only thing you're going to eat from. But if you're going to be planning on eating from both, doesn't matter. Then we follow these set of rules. If you're sitting down by a meal and you're going to have a little barley bread and a little wheat bread, and the barley bread is sholem and the wheat bread is a prusa, you make the bracha on the barley bread, even though I like the wheat bread. I like the wheat bread better, and the wheat bread is a higher quality by definition in the Torah, but being that the Torah does explicitly make mention of se'ira, and the se'ira here happens to be sholem, whereas the rechita is only a prusa, even though the prusa has two things going for it. I like it better, and it is, by definition, a higher quality bread. It doesn't matter. The sholem comes first. If you don't want to eat it, you don't make the bracha. Absolutely not. That's what he concludes with. If you're not planning on eating it, then these rules do not apply. Even though you have on the table a variety. You have a tray of bread, all different types of bread. And I'm not going to eat it. I'm not planning on eating it. If only time these rules applies, I want to take from both. I want to take from the wheat and the barley that are in front of me. Which one should I put my hands on? Should I put the 10 fingers, my 2 thumbs underneath, and lift up when I say Hashem's name? I want to eat from both. But if only you can eat from one, you only make the bracha the one that you're actually going to eat from. So generally speaking, we follow a sholem, and even if the sholem is barley, it gets kedima. The only time that we don't follow the sholem is if the prusa is wheat or barley, and the sholem is an inferior type of bread like oats, rye, and spelt, then you would make the bracha on the prusa, because the prusa is chitim or so'irim. Let's further finish up. Bikomokim kevin shagam so'irim niska beferish beposik v'gam yishleima l'chein yirei shamayim yeish loy lachloy kovod gam lezez. An amazing expression here, what he's saying. A yirei shamayim has to give cover to the bread. It's very interesting. There's a lot of nuances of Lashon in the Kitzer, which really brings out a whole insight into his way of thinking. What he gives over to us. A yirei shamayim has to give covered gam lezeh shel so'irim shleima to the barley shleima. Kitzer, he says, so what should you do ideally? Maniach es hachaticha tachas hashleima. Put the chaticha, which means the wheat. In this case, it's the wheat underneath the shleima. And break from both of them together. Take the barley and the wheat, put the barley on top, because the barley is sholem, put the broken piece of wheat below, and make the bracha. Period. Let's say they're both shlemos, and they're both the same exact. Then make the bracha on the one that's cleaner. You have two loaves of bread, two different rolls. One roll is more appealing, looks nicer, it's cleaner, has a better color. Make the bracha on the one that's clean. Exactly the same thing. You should make a bracha on the one that's larger. Next, test. You're not makbid. Now, let's assume now we're dealing with pas palter. Okay, let's make you're not nizer. You eat pas palter. It's not an issue. Im shteim shleimos, shteim prusos, v'gam shavos begadlus, shteim b'minechad. If everything else is equal, even though you're not nizer, I'm not makbid. I eat pas palter, it's no big deal. It doesn't matter when you make the bracha. Since you have a choice, you should give cover to the pas yisrael. Yivarech al pas yisrael. V'imzo shel yisrael in a nikia commercial akum. But what about the pas palter? Is cleaner, is better quality. Yivarech aleizem shiyuta. So since you are personally not makbid, you eat both, then you should make the bracha on the one that's cleaner. You should even make the bracha on the pas palter, even though it's paspalter because it's cleaner. The Bal Habayis Nizami Pas Akum. Let's say the Bal Habayis indeed is Nizami Pas Akum. However, he has guests. He has here, he's making a. He's, what?
What are you reading?
Tess, halacha tess. Halacha tess.
Yeah, you have more words than we have.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, let me go back. Let me read with your graph. Im yesh l'stog en tes, im yesh l'fana pas yisrol pas akum, bein anizu bi pas adchum, im shtem shlemos, im shtem prusos, gam shom zudol, bi gedulos, fein bi minecho, yivarech al pas yisrol, vi im shol yisrol ein anikia, kamo yisrol oivei kachavim, it's not as clean as the oivei kachavim, el la shuva b'shvil oireach, but it was brought for the guest. Let's say you have a guest, and you have if you are nizar in Pas Yisrael, but the problem is the Pas Palter is better, but you're not going to eat it. Who's going to eat it? The guests are going to eat it. That's why it's here. So then he said it's not the right thing. It's not the right thing in this instance to make the bracha on the Pas. See, you have a dilemma. Should I make it on the Pas Yisrael? No, because the Pas Palter is better. But the pas palter, I'm not going to eat. So I shouldn't make it on that either. So it's a no-win situation. So the only solution is take it off the table. It should not be on the table when you make the bracha. That way you only make the bracha on what you're going to eat. And after you make the bracha samotzi, then you can bring out the pas palter for your guests. Okay, now let's take a look on this.
Can you say it's because he doesn't eat pas akum? Because if he doesn't eat the pas akum, you surely make on the pas yisrael. Even if it's not clean.
That's what he said. He said, you're not going to eat it. The im zeshal yisrael eino nikia.
It's not clean, but you would eat it otherwise. The other one is nicer. Well,
the im zeshal yisrael eino nikia, that's very good. Ella shuva. Okay, that's what. Okay. I'm sorry. That's why in this my other versions, there's another gear. So I don't know if it's a mistake or I have a different gear shulchan aruch over here, and he adds in one more line. Well, let me read you. See, at the end of the sentence, he says the im zeshel yisrael ein anikia commercial evu chavim. So he adds in more words here. Yivarech al eze mehen sheyirtze. Period. You don't have those words. Okay, you don't have those words. If the Yisrael is nanikiyah shel akum, so each one has a maila. Each one has a maila. The Yisrael has a maila that it's past Yisrael, and the past akum has a maila that it's nikiyah. So then, according to the version of the gears that I have over here, and this other Kesef Shulchan Aruch, it says you have a choice, do whichever one you want. Then he goes on to a new halacha. A new halacha is, v'im bal habayis nizr mipas akum. Okay, you don't have that in your version. He only eats pas Yisrael, does not eat pas akum. So why then is there pas akum on the table? Ela, that's where he fills in now, he comes in now. Ela shohuva b'shvil oireach, was brought here because of the guest. So in this case, yesh lo salkum in ashulchan al yachar b'chasama. So you're missing over here words. I think you're missing.
What did he take off? The pas Yisrael?
Pas akum. The pas akum. The one that's laying the...
I think what he means is that if he's paying for the reyach, pas akum.
Yeah.
And the pas akum is cleaner than the pas Yisrael.
He's not saying the kiyah. This new halacha. It's not a matter of being the kiyah. He does not eat. He does not eat pasakum. Period. It's
so
treif for him.
Then he doesn't eat the pas. What does he care if the pasakum is on the table? He'll make the bracha on the pas Yisrael. The question is.
It's nikiyah. Okay.
Wants to eat is that not
good? Okay.
The balabos puts on his table because he walked into someone's achzin shahaus. So for the bracha, because you don't want to be embarrassed.
I don't take away the pas Yisrael. You take the pas akum. The one who's making the bracha is the bal habayis. L'chor, that's the case. The one that's making the bracha on behalf of everyone sitting at the table is the bal habayis, and the bal habayis is nizran pas Yisrael. He doesn't eat pasakum. And the pasakum is better. It's a better quality bread.
So what? If he's not going to eat it, what? He makes the bracha what he eats, which is the pas Yisrael.
He makes the bracha, but the bal habayis nizam pasakum, ela shohuva b'shvil oireach, yesh lo salkum in ashulchan at l'achar b'rchas
hamoitzi. So you shouldn't bring the pasakum at the wedding, maybe. Because if he would bring the pasakum, everyone else is going to eat the pasakum instead of the pas Yisrael because it's cleaner.
Yeah.
So
he's making a bracha on something which
you don't have a problem.
It's right, because it doesn't look right, because since everyone else is going to
making a bracha for everybody.
Right. He's making a bracha for everyone, so they're all going to be sanach upon him for the pas akum.
It's dirty bread; they don't like it.
So they're only going to eat the pasakum. But as far as he's concerned, he doesn't want to make a bracha on the pasakum. So it's not a good situation. You're making a bracha for me, this is preferred for you, that's preferred. It doesn't look right. Therefore, it should be for everyone the same bracha. It should be on the pas Yisrael. And then we'll bring out the pasakum to supplement the pas Yisrael.
What do people eat? Should they eat from the pas Yisrael?
It's not going to be enough. L'chor, there's not going to be enough.
But then he's making
a
bracha on stuff that's not there, so to speak.
It doesn't matter. The birchas hamotzi is chal.
I think the bread is not going to be more bread to the table.
I don't know. There are. You're right. There are different issues here which need to be clarified. What exactly? How much bread is there actually on the table? So you're making a bracha on bread, and it's not going to be enough for everyone to eat. So why is that? How they eat? So the birchas hamotzi, if there's not enough bread for them to eat. If you have 50 people in front of you, and you have in front of you a bulka, right? He's asking a good question. I don't know what the answer is. You have a little bulka in front of you, and you have 50 people in front of you. And in the kitchen, stashed away in the freezer, you have bulkas for everyone. 50 bulkas. But in front of you have one. There's not enough kazayis to go around for everyone here at the table. And I make hamayitzi lechem in aretz. And everyone answers, amen. So are the yoitz of the amen? Are the yoitza, the achila? I'm not having kavan to give them from this bulka. We have to first go out to the kitchen to get the food and bring the food. It's not in front of them. Is that proper? Or not? Is it a bracha levatola? I don't know. I'm not sure. So here we're saying you're taking out the pas. You're going to bring onto the table the pas akum. You have to say that on the table there's enough pas Yisrael for everyone to have a kazayis. Let's assume that to be the case. You have on the table, originally you start out, you have plenty of bread. This pas Yisrael and this pas akum. There's enough pas Yisrael for everyone. However, all of your guests prefer the pas akum because the pas akum is a much better quality bread. But when you're going to make the bracha, So for you, the brachas on the Pas Yisrael, and they're not happy with your kavana because they don't want the Pas, they want the Pas Akum. So it would be better that when you make the bracha, it should be at least be roi, that it should, everyone should have in mind it's going for the Pas Yisrael, and there's enough Pas Yisrael for everyone to eat from, and then you can later supplement the Pas Yisrael by bringing out Pas Akum, which they prefer. But at least when you make the bracha should be for everyone have in mind, it's going to be for the same object on the table. Something along those lines. Okay, let's finish up Halacha Yud, one more Halacha, and the Shem Mitzvah Halacha, Halacha Yud. Kol din kedimas hechoshuv in elo bedaitoy leechol b'soy chasuda mishtehen. You're going to eat from both. That's a key rule to this entire idea. You're planning on eating both. If you're planning on eating both, then there's going to be an issue. Which one do you make the bracha upon? But avalim in ein daito leechol b'soy chasuda rak mipas achas yivtza al zo shehu roitze leechol the ein mashkichen b'ze al hachashivus. You don't take into consideration better quality bread, which min. Is it wheat? Is it barley? Is it oats? Spelt rye? Or prusa sholem? None of these rules apply when you're not planning on eating from that piece of bread. Only when you want to eat from both, then the question is which one has kedima? Generally, kedima always follows a sholem. However, the only exception is when the prusa is from wheat or barley and the sholem is from rye, spelt, and oats. That's pretty much the only exception. And the other issues we dealt with is pas yisrael and pas akum. Okay, they'll leave any into the mission, they'll leave anything else over here from the piskit shuvis. Okay, we did the salt. Okay, no, we covered all this. Now let's see the shalom yisrael mahalacha. On the bottom we have over here one Hashem is a malach al gimel. Lahavi al shulchan melach ve'boin lo melach ve'ein lo melach. If let's say you don't have salt, so we discuss what you do. Mekayim hamitzvah gam b'sugar. You can dip your bread in sugar b'di'evet. K'mashukas sab hilchas k'balachas k'tanos. The shoru limloch hakabonis b'sugar. There's an opinion that says that if you don't have salt, you can use sugar to extract the blood. Believe it or not. V'chein kosav b'ikre. Can you? I'll call what? It's just that's right. It's just the symbolic. I'll call k'balachas b'di'evet. In some instances, sugar serves in the place of salt. That is subject to much discussion, but at least here, certainly when you're eating a by bread, and it's not that you're not kashering the meat, you're not trying to extract the blood, it's not the din derais of a kol kavanah chatak of melach, so certainly for symbolic purposes, you can certainly use sugar. Now, by karbonis, why do you salt karbonis? Just there, cloud. What's the reason why? We must have mentioned this in the past. Why does the Torah say kol karbanah chatak of melach? So simply, it's a bris. It's a bris melach. Salt represents it's forever. It represents a concept that Hashem made a treaty that when we bring a carbon, he's going to forgive us.
When did they do a melicha on the carbonis before?
They do before they put on the Mizbeach. The Gemara says they took a bread, they put it on the ramp, there were 12 Kohanim that participated in the Tomei Shel Shachar, they all put everything lined up on the ramp, they salted everything, and they went to Davin. They went to Davin, and when they finished Davin, they came back and took it from the ramp and put it onto the Mizbeach. So when was it salt? It was salt before they went to Davin. So this is coming to. So simply, you ask the average person, why do we salt Karbanos? They'll tell you, Bris melach. Salt represents the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a bris. What is a bris? Whatever a bris means. Covenant that when we bring a carbon, Hashem will forgive us for our sins. We'll come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Ari Shodim that say it's more than that. That's certainly true, but it's more than that. You can't feed Hashem, kaviyochol, whatever that means, non-kosher meat. Just like we are not allowed to eat meat if we do not salt. Before you salt meat, before you eat meat, you have to kasher it by salting it. We learned these halachas. You have to salt it for 18 minutes, for half an hour, whatever the shear is, different shear, what it is. Before you bring meat on the Mizbeach, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, you have to remove the blood. The salting is done to remove the blood. And the Rishonim say it's precisely for that reason there was a delay of the Kohanim going to Davin in between the bringing of the Karbonis. They shechted the carbon, they cut it up into pieces, they put it on the ramp of the Mizbeach, and they salted it. So why are you stopping? Go, proceed, go up the rim, put on the fire of the Mizbeach. No, it has to sit for at least 18 minutes. L'chatchila, half an hour, what?
So why do we dip it? If they poured the salt on it, why are we dipping the bread?
Kabbalah, in Yoni Kabbalah, it's
no,
a good point.
Exactly like them.
They poured the salt on the... I don't know the answers. You ask me, I don't know the answers. It's a good point. So it's not so we it's not mamish roasting. Maybe it's cooking it. Who says it's roasting? When you give it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I don't know. Are you roasting it? It's the Ma'is Achila. Okay, I think the Rishonim say this. That's why there was a delay. There was a delay. They put it on the Mizbech. So, Chazal, all of a sudden you have to go daven. You have to go down before you stop in the middle of the Avod. You're going to daven? Yeah, because there's nothing else to do. Because you're salting it, not just because the bris melach, you're salting it to extract the blood. The blood belongs on zrika. What do you do with the blood? The dam hanefesh is zrika. You do kabbalah, halacha, zrika. The blood is not meant to be put on the fire of the mizbeach. The blood is meant to be put on the walls of the mizbeach. So this blood is not dam hanefesh, but it's still blood. You have to remove the blood. You let it sit in its salt for 18 to half an hour. From this you learn, by the way, the davening takes at least 18 minutes. Because salting,
right?
What?
They could cook it afterwards.
Not for themselves, not for Hashem.
No,
the boss is that they eat.
They could cook.
Yeah, but here we're dealing with the oil. The oil, the Tomit Shel Shachar is an oil which is completely burned in the Mizbech. There was a delay to extract the blood.
Every carbon had the same procedure with the salt.
For the Emurim. Every carbon had the same. I don't know. It doesn't say. No, it doesn't really say about El Reil Karbonis. All it talks about in the Gemara and the Mishnah is the carbon Tomit Shel Shachar. That's all it talks about. It doesn't say. What
if the Shlomim would not need it, let's say. So when you're eating it, you're home.
Eating it for sure. When the Kohanim eat the Kodshei Kodshim, Kodshei Kalim, for sure they have. That's another issue. They have to do Malicha. They have to take on the Chalef, and they have to eat with all the Halachas. That's posh. The Git Hanasha.
Talk about the Halachim that are on the
Mizbeach. The Halachim that go to Hashem also have to be kashered. You have to put salt to remove the dam from the animal. That's why there was a delay. Now, what's interesting is if that's really true, that it would apply to every carbon, every chatas. A person, the whole day, they would bring carbonis. That means there was a delay. Every time a person bring a bird of carbon chatas, they would sit for half an hour, and they would wait until the dam, the salt would extract the blood before they went on the Mizbech. It doesn't say that anywhere.
Well, to the person, it didn't make a difference. But the economy made it. Because the guy did his smicho.
No, but the part that goes on the mizbeach, the part that the kohanim eat, of course, that's pashut, how to be prepared with salt. But the part that goes on the mizbeach, we know that there was a delay for the oila.
So you're saying the guy who brings the carbon chatos has to wait until it's burnt?
The guy who brings the carbon chatos, the zrika's done.
They took it away.
I don't know if he waited, how long he waited around, but he brings the carbon chatas.
Was he in the Azara?
Yeah, at least the Ezra's Yisrael. At least the Ezra's Yisrael.
And then the Kohen took it in the Shechter and they didn't.
He stood and watched. No. Pasha says he would stand and watch. It's his carbon.
What? There's no way he could record his Zrika.
But he didn't do the Zrika.
The Kohen did the Zrika. Right.
Did the
Zrika. Why did he have to wait for the Zrika?
To watch it, that's part of the... Okay, make her high, then you can send it.
Why does he have to do Zrika? Why does he have to wait? Does he have to wait?
No, make her high, then no. But it appears that part of the experience of bringing a carbon is watching the entire process. The whole purpose of the carbon is to come close to Hashem, to be humbled at the experience of an animal being slaughtered and its blood being put on the mizbeach. If you're there, you go through the experience. If you're not there, okay, so you send it, here's a check, here's my animal, do it. You're missing the flavor of what a carbon is all about. Okay, I don't know, let's go back. The point we want to make over here is we put salt on it. We'll just review what we're doing over here. Every table has the status of a mizbeach, and therefore a table has to be treated with respect. You're not allowed a lot of things. You can't stand on a table. Children are always taught you have to be careful how you treat a table, because the table has the status of a mizbeach, and therefore salt is always on the table, because al kol karbon chatak of melach, we dip the bread, and so we don't apply, we dip it. And here he says if you don't have salt, you can use sugar, because b'diavad. Besides sugar?
Yeah.
No, only salt or sugar. But we did mention, when we mentioned in the past, that if you don't have salt and you don't have sugar, the next best thing is you can dip the bread into a food that has salt. Or bread into bread, not because bread has salt, because bread, the lechem, oisiyos melach. That's another inya. Oisiyos melach. But now, the place can say that Bizman Azeh, we're much more lenient with these matters, because our bread already has salt. Salt already is mixed into our bread. So let's finish over here. Did sugar Nidoin kemelch leinyan melichas hakorbanos v'chein kosa b'shalas shuvus erichayim ayin sham. The cost of achinuch mitam lemelichas hakorbanos lefi shamelch mekayim kol davar umatzel min ahevsid v'karbav v'harei kavoin. It protects from soul, protects from decay. Leramis ki b'mase hakorban yinotzel ha'odam min ahevsid. A whole new tam. Why we apply salt to a carbon? Not like I told you because you want to extract the blood. Not like I told you the main time it's a bris melach. Salt is a preservative. In ancient times there was no refrigeration, so how would you preserve meat? You would salt it. You would soak it in salt. So to a person commits an avera, he deserves to die. What do we do? We bring a carbon. What does the carbon do? It preserves our life. Therefore, we use salt. Salt is symbolic of preservation. Therefore, if it's preservation, guess what? Sugar also preserves meat. If sugar may not extract the blood, it's not going to be successful in kashering meat, but sugar also has this effect on meat that it preserves it. Sugar gamkein mekayim u'minayin u'megin min ahevsed. Ayin sham yachlein v'lchein b'reish ha'shana toivlin prusas ha'moitzi b'dvash v'tzukar b'mokoyim mel. That's why on Rosh Hashanah we dip the moitzi, we dip the bread. Now you dip the whole, during the entire Yerach HaYisanim, the whole month, you dip the bread in honey, because honey is also a preservative, or in sugar. Now, by the way, you should know that's not so simple, because there are many poskim that do both. The poskim, they dip it in honey, Hashanim is sukkah, and then they dip it in salt.
Especially Rosh Hashanah.
A kol karbon chatak of melach karbonos. Melach? No, that's different. Chof, that's not. It's a ches and a chof.
It's a
ches and a chof. Don't get me with TikTok. Why does Chanukah spell, the Rebbe said, why is Chanukah spelled with a grois chof? But the Rebbe, it doesn't, Chanukah is with a ches, not with a chof. Maskil. You have me on TikTok?
TikTok?
You have me on TikTok? Melach. Okay, now also, now we're all talking about, so what about matzah? Night of Pesach. Lel Shimurim. Lechem oini. Lechem oini. It's poor man's bread. Do you dip the matzah in salt? Right? When you break the matzah, dip it in salt. So the different minhagim, I think most do not. As Moshe Feinstein, I believe, did. The mitzvah's moitzi matzah, do you dip it in salt? But if I'm not mistaken, our sir of Moshe, his minhag was yes. As Moshe dipped his matzah, the leaven lel pesach, by the Seder, he dipped it in salt. This halacha is no exception. Fascinating chiddush. Most people, as far as I am aware of, do not have this minhag. Night of Pesach is lel shimurim. One of the main reasons we dip in salt is the sitra acha, the satan, whatever, but it's also lechem. Lechem has to be pure, lechem oini, nothing else. There is no salt, there is no salt. Okay, that concludes the laws of... Betziyas Hapas. Okay, you want to do one more halacha? Let's do one very interesting halacha. It's a very interesting halacha. Just one halacha. Mi sheyesh lo behemos ha'yofas Hashem mizunasim olof. Person has pets. Anyone have pets? Anyone have fish? Are you allowed to eat before you feed your fish? Fish have the same status as animals. So you have a dog, you have fish, you have a cat. So the halacha is you're not allowed to eat until you first feed. Why is the ma'aser goyim? Chazal is they are makoros that appears. Lo yigad al b'mesuch beis a kelav ra. You're only not allowed to have a kelav ra, a pit bull. A German Shepherd, but a stomach kelef? I don't know, because it's German Shepherd. What? Okay, there are different periods in history where Jews had dogs for protection. Like kelef kashlichon also, dogs serve a purpose. Look, a cat. Look, you know, every bakery doesn't have a cat, you shouldn't not buy in.
Of course.
Only time the cat is dismissed when the inspector comes from the government. But it's a mitzvah, you have a cat. Like I know in Tor Vadas they had a very big mice problem. The building was infested with mice. So what do you do? You're bringing the cats. You're bringing the cats. Let the cats roam the building for a day or two. No problem. The building is clean. Better than any exterminator can do. So every creature serves a purpose. But in any event, we have over here a person that you have responsibility to feed. They're your animals. They're not stray animals. Also, you're not allowed to eat until you give them food first. First the animals, and then the achalto. So the Higdima Torah, we says every day, Higdima Torah, Machal Behem, or Machal Adam. Ulish is here. When it comes to giving to drink, then Ha Adam Kaidim, the Chsivit says, Shesei, Rivka. Rivka said, Shesei, the Gamli Malecha Ashka. The Chang Chsivit says, Pasik, Vishkisa, as Ha Eda, of yes, Biram, first the Eda, then comes Biram, their animals. Let's see the bottom. Mashilchem Machal. Look at the bottom. Aleph. Okay, this is one Aleph. Ayin b'shal sechuvis maram bar baruch hachadoshes tohu isur gomer midoraisa. You're playing with fire. You have a dog, a hungry dog. You have to feed the dog first. Uv'shal sechuvis shvus Yaakov kosev luhurak midrabon. No, don't get carried away. It's not a midoraisa. The rabon is a smach to behui. Ayin b'shal sechuvis sheilus yavetz da magadol chasol a kelev chasul a cat or a dog bebeis. So mitzvah love lufanasam. You have to feed them. He already says, I don't know what Pshat is. Is a mitzvah? It's only chasidus to feed them first. We also legadol yosem ikelavecha beisa v'lischoik v'lischoik pshita the yosser, just for fun. As a pet, for fun is zoster. The only reason why you have a dog is because, I guess, for protection, security. Just for fun is zoster. It's a waste of time. The also ma'ase akum hu, because of ma'ase akum. Now he says ma'ase chasidus. I don't know. I really don't know what he means of it. Why is ma'ase chasidus? The more we have the rice of the rabbanon, if you're responsible for it, I'm not exactly sure what he means. There's a ma'ase chasidus. However, I did oversee the Pesach Chuvis. He brings down a lot of very interesting things. First of all, he says you should know you only have to feed them if they're hungry. Okay, if they're not hungry, you're not going to have to feed them. It's their feeding time. Okay, how often do you feed your dog a day? I don't know. Whatever the story is, you come home, you're hungry, and the dog is not really hungry. So, I can't eat until I feed my dog. No, the dog is not hungry. The dog is always hungry. That's true, the dog is always hungry, but different madregas of being hungry. So he has to be where they're actually hungry. So it's not muck. Number two, what about your children? This is a very interesting halacha. You come home, and your children have to be fed. You have to put up dinner for the children. And you have also the dog needs to be fed. And the dog is very hungry. Who comes first? Only the children come first. Your family, it's only for you, the Baal Habayis. The one that is responsible for feeding, he may not eat privately, personally, before he feeds the pet. He is responsible to feed the pet. But if he is responsible to feed his family, he has 5 hungry children, and he has a very hungry dog, the 5 hungry children come before the hungry dog. That's a very important halacha. This is a distortion. People get a perversion of halacha. Oh, animal rights. You have 5 starving children. They're starving, and the dog is barking. We ran out of our dog food. Okay, no one's going to eat here until we feed the dog. Let's run to the store. It's not true. You cannot eat until you run to the store and buy your dog food. But your children, you feed first. Now, next halach, when it comes to drinking, he also brings down, his truth is, that if the dog is dying of thirst, and you want to drink, then the halacha doesn't apply. You have to feed. It's only when you're thirsty, the dog is thirsty, so you come first. But if the dog is suffering out of thirst, then the dog comes first. I always used to be responsible for watering the grass, and watering. My mother used to make me water the plants, and not the plants, but the flowers. They're very delicate, and they would die in a second. I would come home in the summer, in the afternoon, and it was 100 days, and I look at the flowers, and they're withering. Like, they're few little flowers in front of the house. Like, you know, in front of the, and they're withering. They're withering. I was so thirsty. So I was, and this, so who comes first? Me or the plants? I come first. The halacha only applies to animals. Does not apply to giving water to your flowers, to plants. Okay, what other halacha? Yeah?
Is it a bizayon to give an animal from the food that is on your table, or you have to give his own food?
Well, we learned before that a food that you made a bracha on,
you should not give
to an animal. If you made a bracha on this piece of bread,
you shouldn't give him
shirayim. Right, you don't give shirayim to animals. You don't give shirayim unless it's not roi for achila.
If you have a piece of meat on
it, it's the same halacha with animals.
Yeah, yes, that's right. It's halacha. You're not allowed to give a guy a food. A food which you made a bracha on. You can give them other food, but the food you made a bracha on, you're not right, it's correct. Okay, so those are the fish. By the way, fish, people ask this question, what about fish? Fish have the same halacha like an animal. Fish is no different than a dog. If the fish are hungry, and you are hungry, the fish come first. It's amazing, you have goldfish at home, and it's time their feeding time. But you have to really know, is it their feeding time? Are they really hungry, not hungry? What? Okay, so let's say you went on vacation, you come home, and you haven't fed them in 3 days. Right? You haven't fed them, you went on vacation, you went away for Shabbos on a long vacation, and you forgot to put in the tank, whatever, these high-tech feeding things, whatever, and now you come home and you go, I have to feed the fish. They're still alive? Wow! They're still alive. I'm also hungry. Al pi halacha, you have to feed the fish, according to one opinion, it's the Mitzvah Deraisa. It's a key Mitzvah Deraisa. Fascinating. People don't think of it like that. Fish, what's the big deal? No? It's a Din Deraisa. Okay, that's pretty much the halacha aleph. Okay, we'll stop here.